Welcome to the talk show dedicated to the wine industry. It's All About Wine. With your host, winemaker, cellar master, vineyardist, and tasting expert, Ron, Vice President and General Manager of Florida State's Winery in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Call our guest line at any time during the live show at area code 646-727-3235.
Basically, what we're trying to do on this program is educate people and make wine less confusing and more friendly.
Broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com and worldwide, including the Armed Forces Radio Network.
How this show has grown from, you know, maybe a couple hundred to over 40,000 people. And yeah, that's fantastic.
From coast to coast.
Basser, Kansas.
Deming, New Mexico.
Ithaca, New York.
Knoxville.
Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Lexington, Kentucky.
Montana.
Moscow, Idaho.
New Hampshire.
New Mexico.
Santa Rosa.
Sevierville, Tennessee.
South Dakota.
The coast of Maine.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Westport, Mass.
You know, we really have had some neat people on the program. I love that. Alba Vineyards.
Blog.penlive.
Boyslip Winery.
Brotherhood.
Camas Prairie Winery.
Candia Vineyards.
Hello de Burgueses.
Eagle Springs Winery.
Flathead Lake Winery.
Free the Grapes.
Grapesandwine.cal.cornell.edu.
Heritage Vineyards and Winery.
Hershey Harrisburg Wine Country.
Holyfield Vineyard and Winery.
Tommy Bird Ridge Winery.
Toy Soy of Wine.
Prairie Berry.
Rainborn Wines.
Rocky Top Wine Trail.
Sheila Lauer Vineyards and Winery.
Southwest Wine.
Haber Hill.
Ten Spoon.
University of Kentucky Extension.
Vineyard at Hershey.
Vibach Winery.
Walt Vineyard.
Westport Rivers.
Wine Flower.
And around the world.
TheDriftingWinemaker.com.
Bangkok.biz.
I just arrived in Bali about 3 days ago.
All About Wine is on.
If you have any questions or anything to talk about, we will be more than happy to talk to you about or search it for you or try to find information for you out there, because there is a lot of information out there about wine.
We do occasionally get off topic.
Belvoir Winery.
The most well-known haunted winery in the Midwest.
I've heard voices at the winery.
Call area code 646-727-3235 and let's talk about wine on air. And now, wine enthusiast and industry representatives, All About Wine is on. Here is your host, Ron.
Thank you, bus people. Mike's not with us tonight. He, like he said a couple of weeks ago, that he is going to be busy through the month of October. His real job, if you will, requires him to be very busy. He works at theme parks, and because of that, they have the Howl of Scream and the haunted houses and all that other stuff, and Mike has to be there. So that's where he is tonight. He's not with us tonight. But that doesn't mean he won't be available for his radio program, RadioDJMike.com. Check that out. It'll give you the links to his radio shows, and he can, I'm sure he tells you there if he's going to be on the show or if he's not. I think he's going to be missing a Friday here and there, but he'll be on Saturdays. So, again, RadioDJMike.com, and check him out on his radio programs. He takes requests and does all sorts of stuff. Fun programs. He plays some alternative music, some indie music and stuff like that. So, and mainstream, things that you've heard lots of times and all that. Actually, it's really quite a good program. But just have me tonight. And if you want to call in, as always, our guest line, 646-727-3235. Operators are standing by. Actually, they're not. It's just me. So if you call in and I don't get to you right away, don't give up. I will be there. I will jump on and catch you. But give me a minute or so, because Mike's not there. He's usually on top of that stuff. If you're used to following tweets while we're on the show, Mike's the one that tweets. So you're not going to get any tweets from us either tonight. But that doesn't mean that you can't listen to the show. If you're listening to it on archives and you missed the tweets when we were live, sorry, that's Mike that does that. Thanks all of you out there who are listening. We do appreciate that, either live or on archives. Not that we get any special anything for it, but it's just always cool to know that there's a lot of people out there listening to us and that enjoys the programs. Anytime you have a topic or a subject or anything that you would like us to cover or anything you'd like us to talk about, email us at allaboutwinebtr.com. I'm sorry, allaboutwinebtr@gmail.com, and I'll get back with you on that. We were going to cover Haunted in October. Well, last week I wasn't on the show. I was in the middle of doing bottling. I had to get some wine finished bottling because we had a big event at the winery last weekend. We had the second annual Pasco, which is Pasco County, where we live, the Pasco Pet Fest. Went over very, very well, by the way. It was we had 55 vendors. We had all sorts of people wandering around. We gave away a lot of door prizes, a lot of gifts, a lot of cool gifts, too. I mean, there was things like a three-night stay at Disney, and there was swimming with the dolphins, and there was hockey tickets for the Tampa Bay Lightning and Bucks tickets for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which, you know, that might not seem like a big deal, but still professional ball. And there was for Busch Gardens and all sorts of things. It was a great fest. We had a bunch of different vendors, and we had a bunch of different rescue groups, Pasco Skunk Rescue, Pasco Parrot Rescue, Pomeranian Rescue, Pitbull Rescue, Pyrenees Rescue, just all sorts of stuff. So it was a great fest. Second annual. We're already scheduled for the third annual on October the 3rd next year. So mark your calendar, save the date. If you're in the area at that time or plan a trip, check us out. It is a lot of fun. It was a great festival. And it was a gorgeous day. It had a little rain in the morning, but it turned out to be just an absolutely gorgeous day for the festival. So we were thrilled how well it went and how well it went through and all that stuff. And everyone had a good time. A good time was had by all, I guess we could say. But that was last weekend, so I was busy bottling before then. Had to get some wine on the shelf and stuff. I was getting low, and it was time. And so we missed last week. Apologize if you tuned in. We weren't there. We're here now. So we got some stuff to cover tonight. Probably not going to be on an hour. Maybe. I always say that, and then I end up talking a whole heck of a lot, and we end up talking an hour anyway. But we are going to do October Halloween month or October Spooky month or October Haunted month. And since I wasn't on last week, that was the first week of October. Didn't happen. This is the second week of October. Didn't happen. I have a list of haunted wineries, and people aren't calling me back. I've emailed and I've called and excuses, whatever, we don't have them. I do have some more I'm going to be getting in touch with. I told you, Joy's Joy of Wine. She's been on with us before a couple times, actually. She was on last year about this time. We talked about her list. She always does her annual haunted establishments, not just wineries, but saloons and taverns and different places. And she does that every year. And we always like to get her on and talk about haunted wineries and haunted places. I contacted her, and she responded, says she will be on, she's available both next week and the week after. So as of right now, I'm not sure which one, but either the 16th or 23rd, we will have Joy from our Joy Neighbors from Joy's Joy of Wine. If you're not following the blog, check it out, Joy's Joy of Wine. It's a .com blog. It is a very interesting little thing. She does an excellent job on research and all sorts of goodies on it. She will be back with us within the next couple of weeks. Depends on the wineries that I get in touch with and when they are available. She's flexible between those two. She's also starting a new website. She's moving and starting a new website. I won't tell you any more about that. So you're going to have to tune in and check that out. She is not even up and running yet, but it's going to be a new blog, a new website, and new information. And she's moving and, new area and all sorts of new stuff to explore and to talk about and everything. So check us out on Facebook if you aren't already at Facebook/allaboutwine. And you can, I try to keep posted on there and try to keep you up to date on what's going on and things like that. And I'll keep you posted on when she's going to be on and what's happening on our shows and all. I want to say Mike will be back next week, but I don't know. Mike may be gone pretty much all this month with his Halloween job. It's not really a Halloween job, but the job that is affected by Halloween. So if he's not, then we can handle it. That's never a problem. The show tonight, we got some things to talk about, a few things I want to pass on to you, some new information. Before I forget it, and I always like to bring this up periodically, and I haven't in a while, Gallo Wines. If you know this, then great. If you haven't heard this before, then this is something that is really great. Gallo Wines last year, they started right after Halloween and went all the way up to midnight in January or on December 31st. They offered a deal where if you sent in any cork from the Gallo family of wines, they would donate $5 to the Senior Meals on Wheels program. They raised, I think, like $750,000 last year for the program. Yay, Gallo. Great, great thing for them to do. I talked to a couple of people there and all that, and they started again this year. Only they started it throughout the year, and they're not giving $5 a cork. They're only giving $1 a cork, but they're doing it all year long. I think they're capping it at $1.25 million or something like that. It's a substantial amount. If you have a wine from the Gallo family of wines, and you can check it out by going to GalloWines.com, and I believe it is GalloWines.com, and there's links there, or you can click on tabs to go to their family of wines. There's a lot of them. Any Gallo family of wines, save it, gather them up, and ship it. There's a P.O. box up in Minnesota, I think, and that is also on the Gallo website. So gather up your corks, ship it to them. For every cork they get from the Gallo family of wines this year, they're donating $1 to the Senior Meals on Wheels program. So, yay, Gallo, thank you. That's a good deal, a good program, and a good thing for you to be doing. So we thank Gallo for that. And all of you out there, if you happen to participate in the program, thank you for doing your part, too. Classifieds. Real estate. We haven't done this in a while, so it's time to do a little bit of real estate. Let's talk about some what's out there available. If you are interested in any of these, then, as always, email me. I will pass on the contact information, and you can buy yourself some wine real estate or whatever you like to buy. First one, this is Idaho Winery. Wow. I think I'm going to read this.
Kathy, get me a magnifying glass, would you please?
First one, Idaho Winery. This is an award-winning Idaho winery established in 2003 and a vineyard for sale. 33 plus or minus acres, 8,500 case capacity, 10 varietals, 4 white, 6 red. Expansion available. Good early order rights. Located on Interstate I-84. Wow. So good location, good area. Idaho, just gorgeous country up there. So if you're interested, let me know. I will get you in touch with the proper persons to check out that. Picturesque Winery for Sale, scenic 15-acre award-winning Central Coast Winery for Sale. Central Coast is Paso Robles, Monterey, that's the Central Coast there. Maybe as far north as Salinas, but I don't know if they call that Central Coast now or not. But Central Coast Winery for Sale, turnkey operation, over $500,000 in new processing equipment and approximately $800,000 of inventory included. non-disclosure agreement is required. So if you get it, you have to let people know that you didn't get it. I got numbers if you're interested. Lucrative and profitable, yes. Turnkey Lodi AVA, estate vineyard and winery for sale due to retirement. 18-year-old cab vines, 7,800 square foot winery, barrel, tasting rooms, and offices. All equipment and all sales accounts. 1+ million gross sales annually. Growth and expansion possible. There you go, a Lodi area. That's up in the foothills. Beautiful area there also in California foothills. Russian River Green Valley Vineyard land lease. Plus or minus 32 acres available and ready for planting in the prestigious Russian River Green Valley Appalachians. Ample water available. And I'll tell you what, with California now and the droughts they're having there, that term ample water available is a big, big plus. Owner will consider 28-year ground lease. So if you're interested in it, again, let me know. $30,000 or either 30,000 or 300,000 gallon winery for sale. We've talked about this in the past. I think it's 30,000. 30,000 gallon winery for sale. Napa, a new state of the art 10,000 square foot winery with 30,000 gallon permit. 24 acres, 12 plus acres planted in Cabernet Sauvignon. And Napa Valley, that's a big plus for you there. You can make your money back selling that. Has three houses. 50,000 square foot specialized barns, appointment tours and tastings, a commercial kitchen for events, I'm sure, 4,000 square foot outdoor patio. Wow, 4,000 square foot outdoor patio, that's big. So that is another one that's available. If no price listed on any of these things, again, if you have to ask, you can't afford it anyway. Wine warehouse in St. Helena for lease, a 4,000 square foot refrigerated wine warehouse. So if you're looking for some place to store your extensive supply of wines, and they're from California, you can have them shipped directly to the wine warehouse. There you go, and then you don't have to worry about state lines and all that stuff. Winery, tasting room, entertainment. 3,000 square foot winery with tasting room and kitchen facilities, all new jacketed stainless tanks, pumps, etc. Beautiful patio and lawn area, $750,000. 750,000. That's not too bad. Don't say where it is. I would guess Napa though, or that area. Placerville Winery and Tasting Room, winery and home on 20 acres. A vineyard with Chardonnay, Zinfandel, Merlot, Barbera, and Cab. I guess Sauvignon. Great El Dorado County location. This one is $749,000. So, great place there. Placerville. Placerville is really a nice area, too. I've been to Placerville and Lodi and those areas up there, and I just love them. Never been to them in the winter, though, so I have to say I don't know about that. But, you know, the vineyards have to survive and grow, and so they're not going to get too cold, or else those won't survive. And that was from an earlier issue. Now, let's get caught up. Sierra Foothills Winery and Vineyard. Lovely Tuscan-style villa on 37 acres, 5 planted in Cab and 3 in Syrah. Winery, tasting room, event site, vineyards, horse setup, second home, barn with office and apartment. All you need to start producing and bottling. Realize your dreams. Only $2,988,000. Just shy of $3 million. There you go. But I'll tell you, with that stuff that they listed there, you can start doing events and stuff and get that back in no time. Idaho Winery. I think this is the same one I just said. Yes, it is. Vineyards and ranch for sale. Is this one I just covered? No. Property consists of plus or minus 744.22 acre ranch. Always left that plus or minus, then they bring it down to the hundreds. Includes plus or minus 64 acres of premium grape varietals, an additional 40 acres of plantable land, and a 20-acre farmstead, which consists of a 4,000-square-foot main residence with a swimming pool, employees' home, two barns, shop, and a garage office. Only $2,900,000. I mean, 744 acres. That's, you know, $2,900,000 is not bad at all, considering what an acre goes in Napa and California right now. 300 plus or minus acres with vineyard. Four parcels west of Isleton. Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, and Verdejo. Doesn't give any more information than that. Central Coast Winery for sale. I think I just talked about the Central Coast. Yes, it is. That's the same one. That is the same one. Russian River and Green Valley. Yes, I just talked about that one too, I believe. Yes, I did. And of that one, Wine Warehouse, Wine Tasting Room and Entertainment Facility, and Placerville. So there you go. We're caught up for this episode of our Classifieds. Interested in any of the properties or want to know more information or anything like that, email me at www.allaboutwinebtr@gmail.com. And I'll let you know all the information you need to know about getting in contact with those people and getting yourself some vineyards out west. Actually, there's nothing here in the east, but out west. So, some bits of information to pass on to you here. This is a few things I saw in trade journals that have just came out, and I always like to share these with you, stuff that is new, and I'm sure you haven't seen it because it is this new in the brand new trade journal, so you are able to say, I heard it there first. Argentinian import. VSPT Wine Group introduced its 2013 Apica, I think it's Apica, E-P-I-C-A, Apica Malbec wine to the U.S. market. The Argentina wine is made up of 93% Malbec, but also contains 5% Syrah and 2% Cabernet Franc. Interesting combo there. The wine offers a floral and fruity character with notes of red currants and cherries, the company says. A 750-milliliter bottle retails for about $10.99. Decent price, so check that out. E-P-I-C-A, Pica, San Pedro. But E-Pica is the big name on the bottle, and then San Pedro. But the 2013 Malbec sounds good. I like a good Malbec anyway. Bringing the crowd to the winery, just a little something I saw. This is from Beverage Magazine, current issue. It says, the industry has seen customers suggest ingredients, flavors, brand names, and more for new products. However, Columbia Crest is taking crowdsourcing into new territory. The vineyard, to be specific. During the next 17 months, consumers can visit crowdsourcecabernet.com. That's crowdsourcecabernet, crowdsourcedcabernet.com, to determine how grapes are tended, irrigated, harvested, and blended through weekly votes, which will result in the crowdsourced Cabernet Sauvignon varietal. So, there you go. If you want to be part of voting it and telling them how to do it. That sounds like it might be a lot of fun. Check it out. Approximately 1,000 cases of the 2014 vintage will be available for purchase in the United States online and in the Columbia Crest Tasting Room in Paterson, Washington. So, crowdsourcedcabernet.com. So, check out the website and you can be part of the decisions on how the wine is going to be made and grown and all that other stuff. See, if Mike were here, if Mike were on the show, he'd be punching in that site right now and telling us about it. So that's one of the benefits of having Mike here. Robust Wine Drinks. This is Friends Fun Wine. The distributors in select markets, Florida is going to be one of those. A Friends Beverage Group introduced two new beverages that combine wine and coffee flavors. Now I got another bigger article. In fact, let me read this bigger article instead of that little short one here. This is from Prepared Food Magazines, and it says, and I'll just read your article because it's easier to catch everything that way instead of paraphrasing it. Low-calorie and low-alcohol wines have emerged as a distinct trend in recent years, with varieties featuring 3-4% less alcohol by volume than their fully leaded counterparts, but also significantly fewer calories. Now, Fringe Beverage Group, LLC, out of Aventura, Florida, says it continues to pioneer the fun wine, in quote, category, by combining the world's most popular day drink with the world's most popular night drink. Excuse me. Creating the world's first Cabernet coffee espresso and Chardonnay coffee cappuccino. Officials say the Cabernet coffee espresso features a rich flavor of fresh Cabernet grapes, espresso coffee, and a hint of chocolate, while Chardonnay coffee cappuccino features sweet, refreshing Chardonnay grapes with vanilla cappuccino coffee and smooth hints of chocolate. Eh, I don't know. You know, I'm not a big cappuccino, frappuccino, iced coffee, any of that fan. I mean, you know, a cup of just straight black coffee, good straight black coffee is my thing, and that's it. I've never gotten into the flavored coffees or anything, never walked into Starbucks and ordered a grande or whatever they call them with a shot of this and a shot of that and a sprinkle of this and covered with whipped cream and cinnamon and all. I've never done that. I'm not into that stuff, and I never have been. I'm just a black coffee drinker, and, you know, no plug or anything, but Dunkin' Donuts. I love Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and I usually, that, if anything, is my favorite whenever I'm going to have coffee. But I don't know. This might be interesting. This might be interesting. It depends on what type of combination they get. It continues. Officials say the Cabernet coffee espresso features a rich flavor of fresh Cabernet grapes, espresso coffee, and a hint of chocolate. And I just read that, didn't I? While the Chardonnay. Yes, I did. In fact, I think I just repeated the article here. The new flavors are sold in Friends Fun Wine's 250-milliliter slim cans. Now, 250-milliliter. Let's see. Let's put this in perspective. 750-milliliter is your standard wine bottle. So 250 would be one-third of a standard wine bottle. A little bit bigger than the 187 single serves that you find in a lot of these little things. So it's a little bit bigger than the single serves, but it's about one-third of a standard bottle. And slim cans, which are portable, quick chilling, and recyclable, containing two servings per can. At just two servings is generous per can, if you're talking about 5 ounces. At just 6% alcohol, Friends Fun Wine coffee wines offer consumers a great alternative to high alcohol beverages. And it also, in the one I first started reading, New Products, says the beverage is available in slim can, 6% alcohol. A can has a suggested retail price of $1.99. So $1.99 Cabernet or Chardonnay coffee espresso or coffee cappuccino is cheaper than Starbucks. And the wine might give it an interesting little thing. I'll have to check that out. I'll have to see if I can't find something in the store for that. I haven't. I was going to look for biodynamic wines, and I haven't had an opportunity to do that yet. That doesn't mean I've given up on it, but I just haven't done it yet. She's been whining. A couple of things here on alcohol's effect on the body. I know we don't like talking about this, and these are things that you have to consider. But again, moderation. So, you know, it, we do it in moderation. This first article is from, actually it's from the newspaper, Tampa Tribune. They have a section for you every week, which it's human body and stuff like that and tells things. But it list the good and the bad for alcohol. Now, the good, the idea that alcohol can have both good and bad effects on the body may seem to be a mixed message, but it doesn't mean it isn't true. The alcohol in a person's body often depends on the frequency and quantity the alcohol of the alcohol the individual consumes. So moderate drinking, such as one or two drinks per day, can have a positive effect. Again, moderation we're talking here. We're not talking, you know, overpowering or anything. We're talking just moderation. Understanding what alcohol really does to the body and brain can help some people make more informed decisions. So here we go. The good. The effect of alcohol on a person's body often depends on, okay, more informed decisions. Where am I? I lost my place on that. Oh, the Mayo Clinic says moderate alcohol consumption may provide the following benefits. Possibly reduce risk of diabetes. Yes, and I've heard that. I've read that in a couple of three places, that it can reduce risk of diabetes. That's, I am diabetic. That's why I always have my wine. Possibly reduce risk of ischemic strokes. I guess that's how it's pronounced. I-S-C-H-E-M-I-C. Ischemic stroke lowers risk of gallstones, reduce the risk of dying of a heart attack, and reduce risk of developing heart disease. Yay. Now, again, one or two drinks, 5 ounces is what's recommended in wine, since this is all about wine. A shot, an ounce of whiskey. If you mix it, then, of course, that's going to be different. And I think it's 6 ounces of beer. I'm correct on that. According to the Harvard School of Public Health, alcohol has the ability to raise good cholesterol and lower bad cholesterol. Has an anti-inflammatory effect and antioxidants in some beverages, such as wine, and can reduce blood problems that lead to clogged arteries. And here's some more good stuff. Alcohol in moderation may also help reduce or help fight fat. A 2010 study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine found that women who had one or two drinks per day, which again is 5 ounces of wine, were less likely to gain weight than those who didn't drink at all. Hey, I like that. Researchers believe there is a link between people who drink frequently and how their bodies adopt and metabolize alcohol differently from those who limit their drinking to nights out on the town or otherwise only drink rarely. So your body gets used to the drinking and adjusts for it. Alcohol also increases levels of a hormone that improves insulin sensitivity and makes it easier for the body to process glucose and to use the energy in benefiting type 2 diabetics, and also may be associated with poor judgment. Moderate drinking may stave off cognitive impairment. Alcohol may... I'm sorry, my engineer just said something I didn't hear. Alcohol was involved. Yeah, we always hear that. Whenever we see something stupid being done on TV or something, we always think, well, alcohol was involved, and most of the time it was. Alcohol may improve blood flow to the brain and make brain cells more tolerant to stress, preparing them for major stresses that can induce a dementia down the road. So moderate drinking can, you know, also prevent dementia. But, here we go. The bad. That was the good. We have the bad. And for every coin, there is an opposite side. When moderate drinking turns into compulsive or binge drinking, the positive benefits no longer apply. According to the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, alcohol can interfere with the brain's communication pathways. Well, it doesn't really destroy brain cells, and this is ever so, it's destroying. It certainly inhibits them, impairing an individual's ability to think clearly. So it doesn't really destroy, but your synapse, your connections on there aren't firing properly. Alcohol can also disrupt mood and behavior, causing individuals who drink to engage in behaviors that are out of character. Oh, look, I can make it from here to there in one jump. Yeah, okay. Alcohol was involved. Also, alcohol lowers inhibitions, which can lead to irresponsible behavior. We won't go into the possibilities there. Now, do we need to? Moderate drinking may help the heart, but excessive can damage the heart, possibly causing cardiomyopathy or stretching and drooping of the heart muscle. Excessive consumption can also cause irregular heartbeat, high blood pressure, and over time, excessive drinking may induce strokes. Again, we're talking excessive. Keep it down, people. Keep it down to 5 ounces a couple times a day. And that's all. That's all you need to do. Don't go overboard. Drinking too much can weaken your immune system, making you a target for disease. Overconsumption can also cause you to more likely to catch diseases like pneumonia and tuberculosis. And it also can damage the liver and pancreas. Heavy drinking can cause fatty liver inflammation, known as alcoholic hepatitis, fibrosis, and cirrhosis. Alcohol causes the pancreas to produce toxic substances that can inflame blood vessels in the pancreas and prevent proper digestion. Now, that was the bad. They also have a section for the very bad. And we thought we were over it. The body also treats alcohol as a poison and attempts to fight back against this perceived poison. It produces an enzyme called alcohol dehydrogenase. Dehydrogenase, G-E-N-A-S-E. Or AD, which reaches the alcohol when it passes through the stomach lining and liver. Its goal is to sober you up by taking a hydrogen atom off the ethanol molecules in the alcoholic drink, rendering it into a non-intoxicating substance. Some think AD plays a role in hangovers. Aspirin can reduce the effectiveness of the body's AD enzymes, making hangovers worse. There you go. You always wondered why aspirin didn't help. People who also overconsume alcohol may be inadvertently poison their bodies with alcohol. Receptors in the stomach, intestines, and brain recognize when a body has been infiltrated by suspecting invader or poison, in this instance, alcohol. And the body may try to safeguard itself by getting rid of it, by getting rid of the offending substance. Hence, this is why people vomit after drinking too much alcohol, because the body's way of saying, oh, we need to get rid of this bad stuff. Drinking too much may be linked to a greater risk of developing certain cancers, cancer of the mouth, esophagus, throat, liver, and breast. So, there you go. That's the really bad. But there is good stuff. The good stuff about drinking alcohol. We've always talked about the good things, and the good things we're finding, and the good things we're pointing out, and all that. There are good things about drinking a couple glasses of wine a day. And red wine always being the best. So, we know wine's good for you. We're always pointing out how good wine is for you and all that stuff. So, again, keep it in moderation. That is really the key to everything. If we keep it down to a level where it doesn't go crazy on us, then we are good. I talked a couple of weeks ago, about biodynamics. I read an article. We talked about biodynamics before. But a couple of weeks ago, I address the biodynamic issue yet again. And I saw a company that was a biodynamic certification company. And I have it here. And I know. Let me find. Oh, there it is. A biodynamic certification company called Demeter, and I said I was going to apply for it and pass on to you the information I got. Very nice young lady, Erin Sojourner, called me at the winery, and we talked about it for a little while. I was busy with customers, so I didn't get as long to talk. But she did send me some information, and it was interesting conversation with her. It really was. I have not, and I said I was going to go out and find some biodynamic wines and try them. I haven't done so. I haven't given up yet on it either. So, but let me read you the email that she sent me. Greetings again, Ron. She says, okay, I went through my folders and found some goodies for you to read over there, all attached here. She said, I did not send you the entire set of applications required for certifying a farm, vineyard, and processing grapes because it is a lot of paperwork. I don't mind sending them if you want, but I did send one of the applications that is extra for any winery processing the grapes to Demeter. And I asked her how to pronounce it, and she said it is pronounced both ways. It is the god of harvest and god of grapes, Greek god of harvest and grapes. So, but she said it's pronounced both ways, so it doesn't really make a big difference how you pronounce it. They have 16 different standards when it comes to processing. Organic has only one. So when you start going dynamic, you're really taking the big step. The reason is we take into consideration the ingredient being processed. We have a different application for olive oil than we do for meat or nut butters or vegetables or wine. She says, you get the point. It's all about the integrity of the biodynamics ingredient coming through in that finished product. To read the farm standard and processing standard, the go-to documents for certification, click this link. And she gave me a link here. I'll give you the link here. If you really want it, you don't get it from what I'm saying here. Again, email me. I'll be happy to send you this link. www.demeter.org/4farmers/farmers/processing-standards.asp, as in Alpha Sierra Paul, so ASP. So that's the address. If you didn't get it or you want it, email me. I'll send it to you. If you want to know all of the current wineries in the U.S., we now have a directory on our website, and you can search by type of biodynamic processed products, in this case, wine, and find all of them in alphabetical order. We just launched the directory this month, and it also lists everything outside. Looking at the directory, and it lists everything else. That is located at www.biodynamicfood.org, and then again, / or forward slash or whatever. That's / where you're going to. So, that's, you know, a site that's biodynamicfood.org. You can also search for the three new APPS. That's Biodynamic Wine Finder, Vine Finder, or Tasting and Touring Guide on your Android or iPhone. They came out about 12 weeks ago. The link for these apps can be found on their website. And again, let me give you the website. You can check that out. If you don't get it, email me. I'll send it to you. But these are links you can put on your Android or iPhone and find it: Biodynamic Wine Finder, Vine Finder, or Tasting and Touring Guide for Biodynamics. And this is at www.demeter.org/merchandise/index.asp. She continues, good luck and thank you for your support of spreading the good news. Cheers. And then Aaron Sojourner Agostinelli. She sent me 8 attachments here. First one, which forms to complete for application for Demeter Biodynamic and or Stellar NOP certification. And it gives a list of these forms here, and there is about, 25, 30 steps here on this page that you got to do. The next form is procedures for certification by Demeter Association and Stellar Certification Services. And this includes things like initial steps, the next, then subsequently finances and labeling rights. The next form is Demeter Winemaking Application, and this is a rather short form, but it also gives you questions and things you have to fill out to be fully certified for that. And then there's a form, the Philosophy of Biodynamic Agriculture, a farm as a living organism. And it's just one page thing. Interesting thing, I read through this, interesting article. Ralph Steiner was the daddy of biodynamic in 1924 when he started. Interesting philosophy, interesting article, interesting bit of information there. So if you're interested, I will be happy to send you a copy of that. And the history of biodynamic farming and the history of biodynamic certification and the origin of organic and biodynamic principles and practices. There's a page for that, too, that she also sent. And then biodynamic agriculture, wine, frequently asked questions. Here you go. Here's a good question right here at the beginning. How do biodynamic wines differ from conventional wines? And I've always asked that question. It says, my page just lost. I know why, because it's loading this page, and I don't need it loaded. Biodynamic wines are intimately connected to the estate. The primary distinction between biodynamic and conventionally grown wines is that biodynamic grapes growing develops the vineyard's greatest potential, allowing the vineyard to be the best it can be, and then captures that distinctiveness in the bottle. You will often hear biodynamic winemakers say that their goal is to make the best wine by making the most authentic wine. So, and then it goes on with other questions and stuff here, which is very good. But organic versus biodynamic, there's a page on that, which was quite interesting. And then there was also the philosophy of biodynamic agriculture, a farm as a living organism. And that's really the concept behind biodynamic, the farm as a living organism. Interesting articles, interesting little pieces of paper. If you're interested in any of these, let me know. I'll email them to you. I can just attach them to an email and send them out to you. So I'll be happy to do that. Or you can get a hold of Demeter. Demeter is more than happy, I'm sure, to send you some information on that too. But if you want any of this stuff, let me know. I will be happy to send it to you. You can email me at allaboutwinevtr@gmail.com, and I will get the let me know which ones you want or all of them, whatever, and I'll get them out to you. So, biodynamic, interesting thing. I mean, there's like a lot of them, like 4,000 different biodynamic wineries in this country. I mean, it's are in the world. It's just are not wineries. 4,000 biodynamic farms in the world. So it's gone crazy. A few bits of information. Let me run through it quickly here with you before I give you the information about the festival this weekend and let you go for this episode. Archaeologists discover an industrial-scale wine production at an ancient site. In Israel, they've discovered a massive compound dating back to the Byzantine era, which they say was an industrial-scale production for wine and olive oil. The site at Ramat Bet Shemesh is about 19 miles west of Jerusalem and contains presses for oil and wine. The evacuations are funded by the Israel's Ministry of Construction and Housing, and it says it's an unusually large production of olive oil. The wine presses were also found outside the compound and consisted of two floors. Archaeologists also exposed several rooms in the residential part of the compound, which had mosaic floors on it. They believe this is the site of a monastery in the Byzantine era, because that's what the monks did. They made olive oil and wine. The floors, windows, and roof tile artifacts were gorgeous and well-preserved. And the dwelling itself
has numerous other contemporary, compared to numerous other contemporary monasteries that they have found. So that's why they think it's a monastery. The experts who directed the evacuation said that although no church was discovered, it's possible that monks resided in a monastery and made their living from the site's agricultural installations and selling the wines and olive oil. Archaeologists believe that at some point around the start of the Islamic period in the 7th century, the compound ceased to function and was occupied by new residents. Wow, interesting. I just really... industrial-size compound there, they're saying, for that. Santa Rita Hills Wine Growers Fight Proposal for an Expansion of an AVA. I read that last week. I told you about that last week. Let's see, a woman... Yeah, this is something, too, that this happened... well, again, if my computer comes up here fast enough for me, so I can let you know. Wine specialist Naria Perez, and I'm trying to see where this is, and well, as soon as I get loaded here, I was trying to do a nice, gentle segue into it, but my computer decided to load slower, so I couldn't do a nice, gentle segue into this. This is out of the Mirror, which is located, I have no idea where, it's just the Mirror. Wine specialist Naria Perez is believed to have lost her balance while watching the fermenting process. Police said that 25-year-old Naria was watching the fermenting process and was overcome by fumes and lost her balance. Emergency services were rushed to the scene. In Spain, the Spanish village of Salas de los Barrios, but could only retrieve her body. She had fell into the wine and drowned. Emergency crews also had to help. Members of her family were overcome by grief. She was the leading political figure in the town of Ponfidro El Biroza, and also the winemaker for this winery. All campaigned by the group were suspended to show respect. Winemakers say accidents like this are more common than people think because of the gases given off by wine whilst it is being made. So in other words, don't stand over your carboy while it is fermenting. That's why the balloon's supposed to be there. So, but, you know, fell into the vat and drowned. And let's see. Wine and can and cake and carton is not that bad. So, I am wanting to pass on that bit of information tonight. And I'll we'll wrap this up a little bit early tonight. We let me see. Maybe I have something else here I can quickly cover because we got about 6-7 minutes before 8. Well, no, I guess not. So we'll wrap this up tonight. And this weekend, Florida State Winery has a wine fest. We've got vendors. How many vendors? Oh, that's my engineer here. We've got vendors. She's not in the room now. She can't answer my question. Also, entertainment and all sorts of good stuff coming up this weekend. So we our new tip jar this month is for... St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank in San Antonio, in San Antonio's local town, of which San Antonio's the little town that we're going to have all of our artists at the winery in a couple of weeks. So that's coming up. So that's something to look forward to. But Arash. Be back in a little over a minute here. Let you
coming up this Saturday at Florida Estates Winery, it's Wine Fest, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Enjoy live music, have a little fun, and shop our vendors providing unique handmade items and some brand names you have known for years. Participate in an informative wine tasting with wine expert and show host, Ron. Sample some of Florida Estates Winery's world-class wines. Shopping is always fun, and Wine Fest is a great way to pick up unique gift items. Come out to Florida Estates Winery and enjoy the weekend with us. Listen to live music and shop under the giant oak trees while enjoying a glass of your favorite wine. This is a family event, and pets are welcome at Florida Estates Winery. See you there. Florida Estates Winery is located at 25241 State Road 52 in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Call 813-996-2113 or email corp@floon.com. That's C-O-R-P at F-L-E-W-N.com for more information. Florida Estates Winery is open daily, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And there we go. So, if you're in the area, make it out. Saturday, 11 to 4. Always fun. It's supposed to be a gorgeous day this weekend here, too. Gorgeous for Florida. I know some of you people around the country are getting some nice days. And the leaves are changing around the country and all that. And that's really cool. But this is Florida. We are getting some nice days. It's supposed to be in the mid-80s. And no rain. And just really the classic Florida weather. You can come down, go to the winery, go to the beach, check out the theme parks in the area, the Halloween events, the zoo, and all sorts of things going on. But be sure to stop by the winery and say hi and let me know that you listen to the program. And I'll say thank you very much. No prizes or anything, but I do appreciate listening to the listeners out there. And we'll be on next week. Check out our Facebook page, and we'll let you know who's going to be the guest. Either next week or the week after, we're going to have Joy Neighbors, Joy's Joy of Wine on. It's going to be our major haunted winery show. We'll talk about spirits and haunted wineries and what's out there and all that. I looked up a list of haunted wineries. I found, I looked up haunted wineries, and I found some that I had absolutely no idea was haunted. And they didn't give me much of a lead on anything else. They was telling me things like, some old wineries in California and all that. I never thought. But we will continue the month with trying to get as many haunted wineries as we can and the spirited wineries and stuff. But Joy's going to be on. She's going to tell us about it. So check out our website. And thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to us on archives. Again, if there's any special shows you are interested in, any special programs you're interested in, any questions you have, want to know something about the real estate, any of that stuff, then email us at allaboutwinebtr@gmail.com, and we will look forward to seeing you all next week. Have a good week, and bye.
This concludes tonight's broadcast of All About Wine with your host, Ron, Vice President and General Manager of Florida Estates Winery. Florida Estates Winery is located at 25241 State Road 52 in Land O'Lakes, Florida, 4 miles west of Interstate 75 or east of US 19 and US 41. For more information on Florida Estates Winery, visit the website at FloridaEstatesWines.com or call area code 813-996-2113. The email address is corp@floon.com. That's corp@FLEWN.com. For more information on All About Wine and future shows, please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/allaboutwinebtr or visit our website at allaboutwinebtr.com. Archived shows are available as a free download on iTunes and on our show page at blogtalkradio.com/allaboutwine. Follow the Armed Forces Radio Network on Twitter at
the AFRN, and on Facebook at facebook.com/Armed Forces Radio. Thank you for listening to this show. We'll see you next time on All About Wine.